Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. We're already to September 19th. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Is Brandon Porter.
Well, what is up?
You know, I was a little anxious this morning because we're talking about, you know, missing our alarm clocks. So yeah. I was a little bit on edge going to sleep last night and waking up this morning. But we both made it.
I did the same thing when I went to bed last night. I said, I hope I got this fixed.
That's a scary thing when you're working and there's nobody else that's going to be there. That's a scary thing.
Well, big thing this morning is watching out for beta.
It's getting into the Greek alphabet.
Yes, it's already there. That storm out in the Atlantic off Africa beat us to it. It got our Wilfred name. I was already had plans for Wilfred, but now we're Beta. So, but we got a hurricane watch out from Corpus all the way to Galveston. So this is not good. Just when I thought we were going to make it through the hurricane season, here's another scare coming. So, folks, have your game face on. You're not going to. Well, we'll have plenty of time because it's moving very, very slow. And we'll just have, it's a wait-and-see event. It's unpredictable track and all this wobbling around and slow-moving, so we know what those slow-moving storms can do. If you're in low-lying areas right now, you know, we could see 4 to 6 foot tides due to all this east wind coming at us, northeast right now, but it's going to go east real hard, so we'll talk more about it here shortly. But sponsors for today's show, Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, McLean Trailers, Bauman Marine Service, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. Galveston right now, 74 down on the island. A lot cooler this morning. Feels good. Looking today, 20% chance, partly cloudy and windy, high of 86. Winds are going to hang in there at northeast, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Then tonight, they're upping that rain chance to 80%. North-northeast winds 25 to 35 tonight. And rainfall accumulations could be near a quarter of an inch during the night. And then tomorrow, a steady rain early with showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder developing in the afternoon. High around 80. Northeast winds 25 to 35, but it gets better as the week goes on. So we're going to have to keep an eye on all this. Giving you the NOAA zone forecast. They do have hurricane warnings out all up and down the coast this morning. They claim this will turn into a hurricane, Beta will. Today they're talking for tropical storm conditions expected with hurricane conditions possible northeast 25 to 30 knots, increasing to 30, 35 knots in the afternoon. This is for 40 miles offshore. Gusts could be to 45 knots, seas 8 to 11 feet. And then for tonight, 25 to 35 with gusts to 45, 22-foot seas. That's the big side of it. Sunday, 22-foot seas. So it's definitely moving our way. By Sunday night, we could see northeast winds 40 to 50 knots, increasing to 55 after midnight with gusts up to 70 knots and seas running about 20 feet. So this is going to be a weather maker right here. We got to I don't think we're going to get the winds, the damaging winds. We're going to get a lot of water, rain, and bull tides. So, all right, tides for today, if you want them, they're going to run above normal. But here they are, so you'll know the lows and the highs. We have a high this morning at 6:01 a.m. It's 1.5. Then we have a low at 12:05 p.m. at 0.6. Then a high at 7:08 p.m. at 1.8. Our moon phase right now is 2%. And for you teal hunters, this morning sunrise is 7:06 a.m. So that'll put legal shooting time at 6:36 a.m. in the Houston-Galveston area. All right. What else have we here? I think that ought to cover it. Let's go get started off with old Captain Bill Watkins like we always do and check his pulse this morning, see what he thinks about all this. Bill, what's going on, man?
Glad you're up. I may have to cancel at the ramp today. But I'm going to go down there and look at it.
Right. take a look-see.
If I can just get to them, I can catch them. That's, you know, that's a trick, though.
Yes, sir.
I've got the old Johnson Bayou ramp is underwater a little bit right now.
I would think.
And, well, you can't go over there unless you actually live in that area. They've kind of got that closed down. They don't have any power at Johnson's Bayou. There's no power pole standing from Johnson Bayou all the way to Hackberry.
Yeah, all the way to Holly Beach, all that.
They're saying November before they get power.
Oh, I bet.
That's a rough situation. And, you know, if I launch in Texas, I'm not catching big trout right now. I mean, I'm just catching some numbers. We probably caught, I don't know, 40 or 50 yesterday. It was hard to catch a 15-incher. So I'm kind of in a box there. Did not catch but one red. I'll warrant. There's one red and one black drum and several, you know, snot sharks. They're still hanging around. But the lake is just absolutely beautiful. Dark, clear water. You can see down 3 feet easy. Some places four. Really, really nice. Coffee Ground Cove was about as pretty as I've ever seen it right now. And that's the first trip I've made up, you know, to the north. But there was lots of trout and lots of small trout.
Yeah.
I don't know where the better ones are, but they'll show up. They'll come up out of that deep channel.
Yeah, I'm thinking about 2025, we ought to have some big ones by then if nothing bad happens between now and then.
I may not be able to get in a boat by then.
Oh, yeah, you will. If you won't, I'll come over here and throw you in there.
I don't know,
we'll get you out there.
Well, it's believe it or not, there's already shrimp hanging around in the bios in the mouth of the bio.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, jumping and flipping and, you know, every kind of a fish you could think of after them. That's fun to watch. We had a pretty good strong falling tide yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, it went out all morning long. And it got to cranking faster and faster as time went on. But the level didn't drop that much. It was just a good, I think there's so much water up in the marsh that it has to go out. all these storms, It's been a strange year, okay? This is
That's an understatement.
Yeah, that's an understatement. You're right. I didn't say a mouthful, did I?
Bring it. You're not going to surprise me with anything, I can tell you that.
This weird thing wandering around out there in the Gulf right now, that's...
Hey, you know, I was just thinking, you know, about a week ago, I go, you know, we may get out of this unscathed this year. We may just dodge a bullet and take it for what happened, you know. But no, it is the COVID-19 2020 season, and anything can happen, and here we go. Just when you think you might be out of the woods, no early cold fronts, and low pressure down in the Bay of Campeche, and look what we have coming at us right now. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's wobbling, and I don't like wobbling.
Oh, it's they call it a unpredictable track.
Yeah, because we've got a high pressure system sitting off to the northeast of us that may weaken or may do they don't know what, and that's going to predict where it goes. So our weather guy over here said it was going to take a left-hand hard turn and go west and then swing back around in an arc.
It is. It's going to do a little do-si-do.
Yeah.
You know, we got that front coming, and it's going to come – it's mainly the high pressure off of it's going to kind of settle over towards Louisiana. Then we're going to have a high pressure dome in Texas, and this thing is going to have to find its path and steer between the two. And depending on which one of those high pressures slide east or one slides west, we don't know. They don't know.
That sounds like a Harvey.
Oh yeah, and that see, I was talking about that to my wife last night. I said, boy. This crawling thing, this could, those high pressures don't move, and you could hang it up in one spot. You could have another Harvey event.
Yeah, that's bad business. It's, everybody's still raw over here on everybody's mind. I mean, Harvey and Imelda just wipe people out. Wow. Still a bad deal. Anyway, I'm going to drive down there and look at it. If I can't make it, I'll go back home.
Well, that's true.
Cancel at the ramp. You know, it may not be blowing that hard this morning. I don't know.
It's pretty gusty down on the island this morning. Let me check it and get you some updates on the wind direction.
Give me an update.
Let's see here. Sabine, it's not, come on. I'm trying to zoom in on Sabine. It's 23 sustained at our north jetty right now over here.
Yeah.
And over your way, it's showing 12 at Texas Point. And 11 at the...
pull this off.
Yeah, 11 up in Port Arthur. It's kind of north-northeast up there, and then northeast at the, you know, down by the jetties at Texas Point.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go drive down there and look at it. That's all. But it was a soft plastics day. Little John would catch anything you wanted to catch.
And some things that you didn't want to catch.
Some things you didn't want to catch.
That bait, hey, that bait don't discriminate, buddy.
No, it don't. It really don't. We had a good time. We did catch two flounder. One was four and the other one was three.
Yeah.
And, that 4-pound flounder. Man, that was enough fish to feed a whole family of three. One fish. That's a tasty little critter right there.
Yes, it is.
It don't matter how big a flounder gets, they still taste good.
Heck yeah.
There's no
People
upper
go
limit
crazy
on
over flavor. Flounder. I've never, you know, the flounder run is just... I'm glad it doesn't last year round. People would lose their minds.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's a group of anglers out there that are hardcore for flounder.
Unreal.
And I understand why.
I thought trout fishermen were sickos, man. Flounder fishermen, they take it to the next level.
That's exactly right.
I mean, hey, when it's on, hey, hey, hell with the job, the wife, the kids, I'm going flounder fishing. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Be sure and feed the dog. I'm out of here.
Yeah, in a way, they're just as bad as bass fishermen. They're really long.
Oh, they're worse. I think they're sicker. They're worse. In a good way.
Yeah.
I don't mean that bad.
I can't believe you're right. Funny thing.
Flounder fanatics.
I can understand. Yeah, flounder pounders.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather do that than eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a couple of buddies, that's all they fish for. They'll throw a trout or a redfish back, and they will not purposely catch a trout or a redfish. They strictly look for flounder. That's all they do.
Amazing.
And they do it 12 months out of the year.
Yeah. Well, we've had a decent year on flounder over here.
Yeah, the only time they shut down is in when it really gets cold, December, January. They'll slow down then, and then, you know, they'll hunt whatever stays in the bay through the winter.
Right.
They're tough, man. They are tough.
Hardcore, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Little Johnny Cash for Bill Watkins. All right. All right, Bill, we're back, man.
Hey, I like Johnny.
I know you do. Well,
where were you, buddy?
I don't know. We were talking about flounder big time, how flounder fanatics go the extra mile for their catch, man. They take it seriously.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways to catch those things, but the rigging that people use gets down to a real science, okay? They and one of the most interesting things I can say about those two friends of mine, they have cycled all the way down the line through bait casting reels and braided line, and now they've gone to fairly stiff spinning rigs, and they're throwing smaller lures and using, like 30-pound or 20-pound braid.
Right.
And that stiff, fairly stiff spinning rod, 7-foot spinning rod, and they find that their hook sets go home into the flounder's jaw a lot better with that rigging that they're using.
Right.
And they're strictly lure fishermen. And they'll throw gulp, or they'll throw a curl tail grub with maybe a little piece of shrimp on it. But most of the time they use gulp.
Yeah.
And they use a light wire jig hook that will bend if they hook an oyster reef.
Right, they can straighten it out and bring it. They don't break off all the time. They come in, they'll bend it back in shape with pliers and throw it back out.
Yeah, they really get up close and personal with those fish.
Mm-hmm.
And really mess with their head. I like to watch them do what they do. It's pretty interesting how they've evolved into the kind of fishermen that they are. And they're successful. If there's flounder around, they'll catch them. Some mornings they may catch, through the summer, they may catch 5 or 6, or they may catch 20.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go over to Louisiana, and they do fish Texas, too. They do whichever limit they're at the time.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting to watch what they do. And they come up with some nice flounder. They've studied it and fiddled with it for, oh, gosh, I guess 10 years now. And I like to watch them fish because anytime I'm out there, I'll see them. They go quite often. They're both retired. And they go quite often. So, and they'll go out there and stay till maybe 10 o'clock, and they're back on the trailer and gone home. So they work at it.
Good.
There's plenty of people out there that are just as fanatical as they are.
Yeah, there is. Hundreds of them.
Yep. That's why there's not that many flounder left anymore.
No, they get targeted pretty hard. And you add all the gigging and everything else in, and they get pounded pretty good.
I had an
and
old
they don't
friend
reproduce that, like, you know, trout and redfish do. You know, they just don't put out the numbers.
I had a good friend that fished the Keith Lake area, and he kept record of how many flounder that he caught. Now, he's passed away, oh, gosh, 8-9 years ago. But he told me one time, he said, I've caught 9,000 flounder out of the Keith Lake system over a, I think it was a 10-year period.
Wow.
And he was retired the whole time, so he could go every morning during the week if he wanted to.
That was one person.
One guy. He said, I've caught 9,000 flounder in 10 years. And the next minute he said, you know, there's just not many flounder to catch anymore. I wonder where they went.
I wonder why.
I almost fell off the boat seat laughing. I said, Guy, yeah, you're the problem.
He's like,
did you
a
let
gillnet.
Any of them go? You know, that
Poor
was
howdy.
Back when you could really catch them. You know, there really wasn't much of a limit back then. 10 a day, even on the Texas side. But that guy, he was amazing. He really had it nailed down to a science. And that's what he was after every
yeah.
day. If the weather was good, Floyd would be out there.
Well,
and you think there's a whole bunch of Floyds out there still.
Well, I wish you the best this morning. I don't know, you know, it's your guess is as good as mine whether that wind's going to come up over your way, but it's already up over here. And
I figure
part
it will.
Of the coast, it's smoking.
If I can get up to the northeast and get it done, I can get back. But they're predicting 20 to 25 later in the day, I think. So.
Yeah, and I've had some super rough boat rides in Sabine Lake with a northeast wind.
Oh, yes,
Ooh,
sir.
Lord.
It goes right down the middle of the pipe.
Right down the pipe.
Yep.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, we'll keep an eye on this storm, and I wish you all the best over there and us, too, over here. See what we can curl us in somewhere else.
I'm really tired of evacuating this year.
Aren't we all?
I've never had to do it twice in 1 year. So
Well, get your bug-out bag ready. You may need it.
All right, brother.
All right. Well, hey, throw them out a number, bud.
409-786-2018.
rfishsabinelake.com.
That's right. Sooner or later, the weather will settle down and the fall run will start. So
all right,
we'll
I'm
hang in there
through
and
that.
Wait it out.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Be careful.
See you, Bill. All right. Have a good day. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine. Now we're going to head over to Lake Conroe and get all cranked up with Richard Totts, the fish dude. Richard, what are you doing, rascal?
I just got through catching bait, fixing, drink me a Big Red, and wash the boat.
Well, when you said drink me, I thought you were saying I was going to drink me a beer.
Oh, no.
Not this early.
It started with a B. It just ended up with a red.
That Big Red.
That's it. Got to get it going good this morning. Drop the thing.
You and them Big Reds.
I know. I can't stand it. I know one thing. When it got hot, I couldn't drink too dang many of them. When it was hot every day, I was going through a dang 12-pack of Gatorade every day. I had to back off that sugar. I mean, I eat enough chocolate as it is. When I get out here on the water, I better slow down. I'll tell you what, it's something else. That's like I went to the doctor here a while back, and they did a blood test, right? And I always give blood and stuff like that, and they say, always tell me, your blood sugar's way too high. You're way too high. Well, I'm not diabetic or nothing, but anyway, the doctor finally, they called me back and said, you need to slow down on eating sugar. I said, what do you mean? I can't eat this candy bar or this Hershey's with almonds and this Big Red that I'm drinking right now. I can't do that. And they said, no. Well, that's what I eat pretty much all day long. So I can't, I got to hold on now. Can't back off of it all the way. So I still got to get my little sugar fixed in. But that, like I say, that heat, I couldn't do it. That good night. About 1, 2 in the morning. That's all I could do. I ate later in the afternoon. I had to have nothing but water or Gatorade because it was that thing. Heat was zapping it. It's taking every bit of energy out. But them dang, I checked out the other morning right before I got off the phone. I got a text saying they canceled, so they wasn't going to be able to make it. So I said, well, I don't know. I was going to go check them old spots out anyway on them catfish. Shoot, I pulled up out there, and it's like I never left. And, I mean, one of these spots I hadn't fished. Oh, good night. I've only went to one of them. I baited up a couple of them, but I went to one. And there's one spot. There used to be trees in this spot years ago, like a dozen to 15 years ago. That's the last time I fished it, when I tied up to a tree that's which is no longer there. And I thought, well, I'm going to pull up here. Since I got this spotlight trolling motor, let's just see if this rascal won't hold me right here where these fish used to be. And sure enough, them rascals are still stacked in there. Because it's kind of neat. It's a neat little spot. It's off the river channel, but it's a major creek that goes into it. Mm-hmm. It's got a real hard bend in it. And right in the backside of that bend, it's kind of got a taper. It's kind of like a bowl in it. And in that bowl, that's where they sit. They said, come catch me. And I sure did. I wore them rascals out. And they was all good ones, too. I threw one back just because he was a big old long skinny rascal. I don't like cleaning them. They don't end up making nothing. I'm gonna clean a fish. I want some meat.
Yeah,
you know, that's the way I am about it. I ain't into catching all them where it takes you $5,000 to make a meal. Brim's different. You know, brim's a little bit different now. I'll tell you what, you can't take them old brim, cut their heads off, and cook them whole. Good night. I know Tex talks about that, but I'll tell you what, you can't beat it. No matter who you are, you know, did it as a kid. Most people did anyway, Yeah, because you catch a dang old brim in a bar ditch. It don't matter. And I take them things and go home, cook them up, and then just flake them off the bone with a fork. And then that's like when I was a kid, one of the things I remember, and I don't know if kids anymore really do it much, is we used to go find just a dang old bar ditch, take a piece of bacon, a piece of yarn, and go out there and catch some crawfish. And then take them rascals home and you know, cook them, break the tails off and cook them in bacon grease. That's the way we used to do it when we was kids.
Crawfish and bacon grease.
Yes, sir. Take them little bar ditch crawfish, break the tails off and cook them in bacon grease. Just eat the shell and all.
Ditch bugs.
As good as, I guarantee you, they're as good as it gets. But like, I didn't even know back then that bacon went with everything. It does.
Yeah, it does. It makes the world go around.
Yes, sir. I guarantee it does. And, you know, we're going to try. There's no telling what we're allowed to try today. I may try some crappie, but this dang north wind, it ain't kicking real hard right now, but it's going pretty good. And yesterday it was doing, yeah, it wasn't blowing bad, but it's kind of gusting and stuff. And I bass fished a lot yesterday, but I found me a dang little old pike that had, I could have said, there ain't no telling how long I could sit there and caught these fish. But they wasn't very dang big. Found this culvert, and I got to thinking, well, there's got to be something. I kept seeing a little water movement in and out of that current, out of there, like current, you know, with the wind blowing.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet there's some dang old fish sitting in that dang pipe. And I threw some bigger baits, like a bladed jig and stuff like that in there. Couldn't catch nothing. I said, dang it, I just whooped out a wacky worm and chunked that rascal up in there, and it wasn't hot rocking second. Boy, one took off, and went running with it, and I pulled him in, chucked it right back in there, caught another. I about caught a half dozen of them in there within about 20 minutes. And it was kind of neat because you kind of see them as the bait would start working the mouth of that pipe. You throw it in there, and them suckers, they'd eat it. It's fun when you kind of figure them out like that. Even though it wasn't nothing but little ones, it was still fun to catch. You know,
sure. Let me do a quick commercial break, and I'll come right back at you, Richard.
Hey, Hardy, wake up! Homer! Get up and go wake up, Slim over there. Hey, up. Out of those sands in your bridges. Come on, Jim, get up! Thank God, get up! Let the sun catch you sleeping. Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Burning daylight?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 4:38 in the Bayou City as the clock turns. All right, let's go back to Richard and talk a little more with him. All right, Mr. Tosh, what's up?
Not a lot. Still sitting out here. It's a nice morning out this morning. It feels good out here.
Even it though does. It's a lot cooler this morning, too. Feels really good.
It really does. I mean, it's a little bit of humidity, not much, but it's going to dry out here when the sun comes up. But, dang, 70 degrees, you can't ask for no better. When I left the house at 60, it's 69. When I left the house 70 right here on the water. So, perfect. And then it's, almost thought about wearing a jacket, but it ain't that cool yet. It's getting close. I guarantee you when these cool fronts start coming in, it's just one of them things. Your body has to reacclimate to it. And I don't know what it is about this cold weather anymore. When it first starts hitting, it just makes me freeze. But that's all right. I like it. I'd rather be in this than that dang heat, because that heat, you just can't get away from it. I mean, no matter what you do, unless you're out there wade fishing, you always get away from it because it don't matter. You don't stay hot out there. That's what I like about wade fishing is just you get out there and you never really get hot. It could be 150 degrees. It don't matter. You're out there just having a good old time, just wading along. Staying half soaked, so it don't matter anyway. No. But it's all good. And it's like today, I want to try them hybrids. Like I say, I want to try everything today. I don't know what it is, but it's for some reason this morning just feels like everything wants to bite right. And it's just the feeling I get. There's a humidity in the air and everything. Just everything's right, or it seems. I don't know if that wind's going to get up and get to pumping too hard, though. That's one of the big things. Like I say, right now it's not blowing too bad, and it's kind of out of good direction at north-northeast. It's bad. So it's if it flips over to northwest, it kind of put us in a bind. And a while ago that storm out there in the Gulf, the only one I'm really concerned with is this thing going on out there right now. It's sitting out there spinning. I mean, good night.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now, all the wind currents. And the most wind right now is over by Louisiana off the coast over there. It's gusting to 40 and a lot of 29s and 30s. Around Southwest Pass over by Jeffcoate, and then Galveston's the second highest on the coast with some 25s.
Well, see, that storm scared the heck out of them last week, didn't it? Right up there and looked at them, then took a hard right. It's like, good night.
And then supposed to take a hard left and come back to our coastline and then slowly just crab walk all the way up the coast towards us.
I'm more concerned about this thing going on right now right off our coast than I've been about any dang one of them. That ain't no joke, because those things that sit out there and spin like that ain't no good. I don't remember what the last one was that did that. It sit out there and just kind of spun, and it just grew and grew and grew, and then finally took up the whole Gulf. Next thing you know, it come in, and I don't even remember where it come in. Was that Alice or something way back? I don't remember. It was one of them way. It built up like that, just kind of sit there and spun way off.
That was Alicia in 83. It came in as a cold front, went out in the Gulf, and stalled, and then it turned into a hurricane.
Yeah, that was what it was, Alicia. Good night. I knew it was one of them. But that thing there, that's what I'm afraid is going to happen with this thing. It's because it's not acting right.
Well, they claim this is going to turn into a hurricane. They've got hurricane warnings out from Corpus to, Galveston.
This one here, like I say, this is when my wife says, I've never seen you that worried about one. This was 2 days ago when I first saw it. Because they was talking about all that other stuff going on. I said, I ain't worried about that one. I'm worried about that one right down there. So that one there is sitting there. And when they sit there like that, and don't move very, very far or anything, they build intensity and size. I mean, it's just, I don't like those. And that one, if it does build up, we're going to get some of that rain and a lot of it.
Immediately along our coastline, from down to the middle coast up through us and upper coast, they're calling anywhere from 8 to 15 inches of rain on the immediate coast. And then it goes to 6 or 8 inches a little bit inland. Up your way about 1 to 2 inches. So it's just going to be a coast skirter is what they're showing right now. It's going to skirt the coastline.
And that, you know, that's highly possible. But like I say, it's, this one here just kind of spooks me just because it's not acting right. It just, it's not acting like any storm that, that's.
Hey, it is 2020, Richard.
I know.
Anything can happen. We thought we'd seen it all till this year.
I guarantee you. What do you think you've seen it all? Just wait a little while. Let's go back up. You'll see something you ain't ever seen before. Ain't no doubt. But like I say, this storm here, like, you know, and most people that know me know I don't worry about those storms too much because the predictions, I don't even start paying attention until they get really close. And because I always look at the north winds. That every time you hear me here or anyone starts talking about a hurricane, I'll ask, where's the cold front? Because there's always a cold front going to be with one somewhere. It's going to pull it from somewhere. And it's, you know, but this one's not going to pull it. That's what's weird about it. It's not going to pull a cold front because it's building so close that it's not, if it does, it's going to have to be a really strong one to knock it back. But I don't think it's going to happen because it's building so slowly and just sitting there and spinning. And when it does, it's not going to have enough time to pull anything in before it hits the coast. Like I say, I'm not following it that much. I'm just looking at it on the radar every once in a while. And
all the rains in Louisiana, and it seems like the, you know, the storm itself always follows the face, but apparently not in this situation. I know that right off the Louisiana coast, there's a ton of rain in front of this thing. And,
yeah.
We're going to be withered away by strong east winds for a long amount of time.
And that ain't going to be no fun. That's going to be a bumpy ride for a while.
Well, Richard, you have a good day, man, and I wish you the best up there in Conroe, and throw them out a number, some information, somebody wants to come up and fish with you, my friend.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, my friend. Richard, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. We're still here.
Yes, sir. Y'all
we don't get blown off the map.
Well, they're dodging you right now. They're hemming you up from both sides. They're getting you in Louisiana and they're getting you in South Texas. So you're just about hemmed up. They're gonna get you bracketed there.
We're surrounded. All right, buddy. Be careful, Richard. See you, man. All right, that's Richard Toch over to Lake Conroe. All right, let's run down Matagorda way now and see if old Charlie's in panic mode yet. He's got a boat to take care of and things to do. Charlie P., what's up, man?
Well, wondering the same thing you're wondering, if we're still going to be here.
Yeah. Nice knowing you for a while.
Yeah. We've got a corporate group today. We've got a fish. And
God.
And it should be no problem catching a redfish for them anyway. But and then I guess I'm going to pull this boat out of the water. Last time I just took it over to a friend's house at Selkirk and put it beside his house. But this time I got a feeling I'm going to get it out of here, take it back to Sugar Land and put it in my driveway.
Oh, man. Well, it's
got a bad feeling about this one.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
Rockport, they have two alerts: hurricane watch, Matagorda hurricane watch, Hackberry, Louisiana tropical storm watch, Galveston hurricane watch. Corpus Christi has a couple of watches going on. You know, tropical storm, rain, high water. I mean, this thing is going to churn a lot of water as slow as it's moving with all that east wind, and we're going to have some super, super high tides with it.
Yeah. And
to go on top of what we have right now.
Yeah. The way it's looking, it could do what Carla did, just come right up on down the coast.
Yeah. You know, just crawl that coastline, man.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, man, I thought we'd escape the year.
It's been a good ride, so whatever happens, happens.
Hell yeah, Woodrow. It's been a hell of a ride.
Yeah. Golly. The fishing's been good around here. I fished all week. I didn't fish yesterday, but I I waited 2 days this week and messed with those redfish for 2 days, and both were pretty good.
Well, that's good.
You know, every day you see that tide come up a little bit more, and I'm sure it's really up this morning.
Well, if we had paid attention to these redfish, the way they've been acting for about the last month, that ought to tell you we're going to pull a storm.
Yeah, they're eating like they know something's up.
Oh, yeah, man. And, it, you know, this time of year is redfish time anyway, but, man, what I've been seeing and hearing on redfish catches is just stupid.
Yeah. Nothing to it. Nothing to it. I don't know. We've run in at least a dozen boats today in this deal. It's an electrical company. They do it every year. And, you know, there's no rain. There's only a 20% chance of rain today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they were saying earlier. Now it's going to really pick up tonight.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all next week. Looks like 3-4 days of rain. 8 to 16-inch accumulations.
I was supposed to fish every day next week. We had that Guides Cup Tuesday.
And, well, good luck with that.
No, they've already canceled that.
Have they?
Well, they texted us yesterday and said they were going to make the decision today, so ain't no way that's going to happen.
It's not looking good. Not for the home team anyway.
Nah. So, here comes
I can't believe some
television.
Of the seas we're going to get out of this. That's going to get really.
How big
really
are they supposed to get?
22 feet.
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
It'll be worse than that.
Surfers are licking their chops right now.
Yeah. Bet they are.
A giant swell from the east.
Yeah, I thought we're going to escape all this stuff this year. But
I know. You just can't.
It ain't going to be over with after this one goes by either.
No, it won't. I mean, they're still spawning like crappie off that African coast over there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about it, man. It's just a mess. The whole year's been a mess.
See, and this is going to run.
Different.
They're talking tropical storm conditions possible all the way through Wednesday into Wednesday night.
Yeah. I see it.
Here we go. They've updated it. Monday, we're going to have occasional seas up to 25 feet.
Man.
Gust to 60 knots. This is the zone forecast for 42 miles south-southeast of Galveston.
I was watching one of the weather channels said that they thought that the eye was going to relocate. I don't know what they meant by that. Like,
boy. Like
there's not a definite eye now. I mean, it could be in like two different positions right now.
If you'll go on to Fish Weather, if you have that app on your phone, check out radar. Zoom out where you have the whole guff in play, and you can see the wind currents will give you a detection about where the eye is, and really – it's just straight south of the Louisiana coast out there. I don't know how many miles that would be, but you got 43 mile an hour winds around that so-called eye wall right now. And, you know, it's gusting to 42 up close to Eugene Island and Kalu Bay over towards Jeffcoat. They're getting a lot of southwest pass. It's gusting to, well, it's sustained at 29, but
and that's all out of this same storm that we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's out of this. It looks like it's way out in the middle of the Gulf, straight out from us, but apparently it's going to move straight into the coastline and then work its way slowly all the way up and then duck in Louisiana somewhere between Calcasieu and Houma. It's the last track the lady showed on the Weather Channel a while ago. But it's going to stay in the Gulf the whole time it comes up the coast and just kind of weather us down with the real slow movement, winds, and tides. Talk about beach erosion. Jeez.
Just hammer everybody.
Hammer us all. Get us all.
Yeah. That's it. mistake everybody.
Have you ever seen a double-eyed hurricane? Maybe that's what they're talking about. Hey, in 2020, it wouldn't surprise me. First for anything.
Nope. Me neither. We'll get through it somehow.
Oh, we will. We've been through a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, my first big hurricane when I was a kid was Carla. That was a bear.
Yeah, I remember.
Seen a lot of them since. But none of them like that one. That was a bad, bad machine right there.
Yes, it was. We don't want no part of that.
No. Well, hopefully this won't turn into anything more than a small Category 1 is what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping it won't turn into a hurricane at all. But they claim it is.
Yeah, it probably will.
We'll yeah, the water's warm. Fuel it up.
Yeah. I think it was like 84, 85 degrees Thursday when I fished.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nice and cool out there on the water. I think we're finally over with that heat.
I hope so. I hope you're right. Yeah, it's a nice, cool morning. It was only 74 down on Galveston Island. That's got to feel good down there this morning. Humidity's down. Feels
what
good.
What kind of wind do we have in Matagorda?
Looking over your way, about 16. Let me zoom in on it. It'll pick up if it does. 22 at Port O'Connor. The harbor showing 9 out of the north. And, 7, 9, 12. And 22 at the little jetties at Port O'Connor, so that was a pretty good gust there. But for most, sustained at 9 at the harbor right now, 12 at Palacios.
Yeah, it's been like that just about every morning this week.
Yeah, we've had good winds every morning this week.
Yeah.
See, we're 26 at the railroad bridge in Galveston, 25 at the north jetty, 22 at Eagle Point. 26 down at San Luis Pass, so yeah, we got a lot more wind up here than y'all have got this morning.
It's always like that. Y'all always have more wind than we've got down there.
And it used to, years ago, y'all used to have more wind than us. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie. Yep. Well, good luck with y'all's big boat deal today. And somebody wants to call you about going fishing. Give them a number, bud.
713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Be safe. And if you need anything, call me, bro.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.